From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. White House official says President Trump plans to approve the release of a classified memo today alleging top U.S. law enforcement officials were biased against him. Mr. Trump is at odds with both the FBI and the Justice Department over whether to make the memo public. Democrats and other critics of the memo say it selectively uses classified intelligence to allege the Russia investigation into Moscow's influence in the 2016 U.S. presidential election is affected by political bias. Criminal defense attorney Jack Rice spoke with VOA about whether the investigation has been politicized.
The purpose of this investigation is to determine whether or not just that the Russians actually tried to manipulate this election. They did. That is a question that has already been answered. The question is whether or not anybody in the Trump campaign was involved in colluding with the Russians. The issue isn't about trying to defend the president or trying to bury the president. The issue is to determine what exactly the Russians did and how close to the president they actually got.
The memo has become a flashpoint in a politically divided Washington. Pakistan's defense minister expressing concern about a White House statement saying the U.S. military has been given authority to eliminate militant safe havens in Pakistan. U.S. Marine Corps Lieutenant General Kenneth McKenzie says the U.S. military does not contemplate military operations inside of Pakistan. United States expressing concern about Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga's self-inauguration January 30th. Odinga took the path of president, the oath, in a mock inauguration as a symbolic move in defiance of last year's election. Uhuru Kenyatta was re-elected Kenya's president in the controversial election. This is VOA News. A U.S. federal judge has again blocked the Trump administration from deporting some 50 illegal Indonesian Christian immigrants who say they could face violence if sent back to Muslim-majority Indonesia. Some of the Indonesians have been here in the United States for more than 20 years. Immigration authorities have always allowed them to stay as long as they reported regularly to immigration agents. But they were told in August that they had to leave the U.S. It is unclear why. A court in Myanmar has declined the grant bail for two Reuters journalists accused of violating the country's Official Secret Act. Reuters' Julian Satterthwaite has details.
Walone and Chua So-u were detained in mid-December after being invited to meet police officers over dinner in Yangon. Both told relatives they were arrested almost immediately after being handed documents at a restaurant by two officers they had not met before. However, at the last hearing, the first witness, a police lieutenant, said he was told the two were arrested while walking along a road carrying official documents. He said those included details about a police battalion in Rakhine. Defense lawyers had told the court that the documents contained information already made public in newspaper reports. The next hearing will be on February 6th.
Reuters' Julian Satterthwaite. The British man who drove a van into a crowd of Muslims near a London mosque, killing one person, injuring 15 others, will be sentenced today. Darren Osborne was found guilty of the attack last June. Here is Imam Mohammed Mahmoud.
I definitely feel that justice has been done. He stood trial. He answered for his crime. And he'll be punished accordingly for his crime and receive an appropriate sentence. And that's the best that could have been hoped for.
48-year-old Osborne was quickly arrested after plowing a rented van into worshippers gathering after evening prayers during Ramadan. Speaking in Mexico City, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has warned that China is assuming, in his words, alarming roles in Latin America.
Today, China is gaining a foothold in Latin America. It is using economic statecraft to pull the region into its orbit. The question is, at what price?
Tillerson also said Russia is increasing its involvement in the region, and he urged regional powers to work with the U.S. The oldest son of Cuba's late communist leader, Fidel Castro, committed suicide Thursday after months of treatment for depression. The 68-year-old Fidel Castro Diaz-Balart studied physics in the former Soviet Union. He was also president of the Cuban Academy of Sciences and led Cuba's nuclear program from 1980 to 1992. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.